for a move of God tonight. Praise the Lord. I want you to stand for the reading of the words as we look at Psalm 126. Psalm 126. And we'll read the whole chapter. I have known for some time what God wanted me to preach. It isn't something that I had preached before. It was something the Lord burned into my soul, and I just couldn't get it off of my mind and my heart. And I feel like that I've come to you with not just a sermon, but a message. And I believe that God wants to speak to us in this service. And I want you to be open to the move of God. There is a move of God like I had never imagined. Brother Walters, the Spirit of God is just moving in our land. And I know some places it may not have hit as strong as others, but God is doing something great. This evangelist can tell you about it. Marvelous things that God is doing in his ministry. It's all over. And God wants us to have a move of his Spirit. Even at district council, I want to see the glory of God. I had a mission service not too long ago, and we concluded the mission service, got the greatest offering that they'd ever given. And then I said, I'd like to pray with people now. We had 13 baptized with the Holy Spirit. One lady came up and she said, I never feel the presence of God, but you pray for me. She said, I haven't felt the presence of God in years. She said, I don't fall out. I said, well, neither do I. It's not whether you fall out or not. I said, I've only done it once. I had a few courtesy drops in my life, but it's not whether you fall out or not. And she said, but you at least feel his presence. I said, oh, yes, I was feeling pretty good right then. And I prayed for her. She started trembling, and she just backed up and fell. And the last time I saw her, she was still out. Just because it's a mission service doesn't mean we can't have a move of God tonight. So I want you to preach with me, and I want us to believe God. Let's read the psalm. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, or among the nations, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south, as the Negev, it says in some translations. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I want us to look tonight at the subject of the harvest connection. The harvest connection. Would you pray with me that the Lord will bless the message? And I don't want it to be perfunctory. I want us to really pray and ask God to move and bless the preaching of the word and on our hearts to receive. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your presence. We thank you for what you're going to do tonight. You're wonderful, Lord. You're awesome. You're in this place. And we praise you, Lord Jesus, for our hearts just yearn after you tonight. I just ask you, Lord Jesus, that every missionary in this place, God, that you would fulfill the burden on their hearts, that you would reach souls through every missionary sitting on this platform, that you'll move through them and use them. I pray for pastors, Lord Jesus, as they become missionaries, communities, use them, Lord Jesus. I pray for this district council. I pray for the offering tonight to benefit people that need to know about Jesus. They see our good works, it will glorify the Father which is in heaven. I ask you, Lord Jesus, that every part of this service from this moment on be totally given to you, and that the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit would rest upon us. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, you may be seated. Now, Psalm 126 points to the Babylonian captivity. The psalmist talks about being liberated from bondage. At least some were released. They were to go to the Negev, where there were streams in an otherwise barren area. To this area, the children of Israel returned. And twice in verses 2 and 3, the psalmist breaks into praise for the great things that God had done. And then we get to verses 5 and 6, which is a refrain that is both a proclamation and a prophecy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth beareth precious seeds shall come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. This is a great, great verse. The other verses set the context of these two verses, show us some eternal spiritual truths. The psalmist was not just talking about a physical harvest. This was a declaration. It was a foretelling, a joyful exclamation. And we can join in with the psalmist, recognizing some great spiritual truths from this verse. First of all, there is a connection, as you look at it, there is a connection between going and sowing. Psalm 126:6 says, he that goeth forth beareth precious seeds. You must go in order to sow. No man ever sowed a harvest just sitting in his doorway. No farmer ever reaped a crop just wishing he could do it. No laborer who only stood by his plow and never set forth to sow ever saw a bountiful harvest without sowing. Jesus gave as one at what we call the Great Commission, but it's found at five different times in the Bible. But the one that is most familiar with us is in Matthew chapter number 28, when Jesus stood on the mountain. He said to his disciples for the last instructions that he would give them. And before he also said the Acts 1:8 commission, he said to them, all power or all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe, and that word observe is stronger than just observe, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world or end of the age. Jesus said these words expecting that they would be carried out. We know that the main thrust of this chapter, this verse, is Matthew Teosate. We know it is a strong word. It is a command in the Greek, and it means to make disciples of all nations. The other verbs are participles. Actually, it should read while going. And that doesn't diminish exactly what Jesus meant for us to do, because you can't make disciples unless you go. And furthermore, Jesus was strengthening his hand by saying, I know that you're going to have to go. While you are going, it's impossible to be a Christian without going. It's impossible to obey the great command of Jesus Christ without going. We cannot sleep through the time of sowing. The Bible has a lot to say about sleeping, job, so to speak, or not being alert, not being awake. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, you are all the children of light. You are the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Let us therefore not, let us not sleep as do others. Let us therefore watch and be sober. He said over in Romans chapter number 13, verses 11 and 12, that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Jesus, in telling a parable in Matthew chapter 13, verse 25, the parable of the sower and the tares, to pray, will you not sow those seeds? Will you not weep over the lost? Will you not go and do what God has called his church to do? Will you stand, please? Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we are not worthy to stand in your presence and brag on what we've done for God. If it were not for you sending the rain, there'd be no harvest. We are so grateful, Lord Jesus, because you in your divine mercy have called us to a higher calling. All of us are called, but there's a calling to the ministry. There's a calling to the mission field. Lord, I just pray that you would move upon us, oh God, that we would weep over souls. Lord, if there's nothing else that comes out of this service tonight, I pray somebody, Lord Jesus, will be touched to weep over people who can't come to the South Texas Council, who can't hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're bowing before Hindu images or before a Buddha. They're lost without God, and they have no idea that it was born and bled in them. Help us to go. Help us to weep
I believe you for it, Jesus. Would you just make a little altar for just a few minutes right where you are? I want you to be hearers of the word, not just hearers of the word, but doers. I want you to be hearers of the word. You can't be a doer of the word unless you hear it, but I trust that your spiritual ears have heard it. And I want you right now, as God brings a soul to your mind, as God brings somebody that's lost, somebody that you know, somebody in your community, somebody around the world, some picture of some lost soul, whatever it is, I want you to begin to intercede for them right now. Will you do that? Lord, we...